Hello, and welcome back to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Shani Chavda, editor of the Global Cyclohexane Report, and with me today is Kieran Tyler, editor of the European Caprolactam and Nylon Reports. So, Kieran, what's been happening in the caprolactam market this week?
Hi, Shani. Well, this week in the caprolactam market, the main news is that negotiations have started for September. The nylon and caprolactam contracts were settled last week for August, and both of them decreased by a relatively significant amount. And that was primarily because there is lengthening in the nylon 6 market, and players were talking about that there was too much supply and not enough demand. So that's the main reason for prices dropping. But there's been some interesting developments over the last week and a half, because of the situation in the US, and there was a force majeure declared by Invista on their nylon 6/6 fibre unit there, and an intermediate facility which produces adipic acid, which is the upstream from nylon 6/6. And obviously in your own market that you follow, there have been some issues, of course, that's cyclohexane. So that's caused a lot of, I think, anxiety and a little bit of concern for some of the European players as to future availability and supply issues. And that's been combined with ongoing logistical issues in Europe due to the rail disruptions in Germany and Switzerland. There was a line closure there, significant line closure at the start of August, and that's ongoing. And the latest news is that will be continuing, that won't be fixed. It won't be reopened for use until the start of October now. So those two issues have combined with the fact that demand is quite high at the moment as players are restocking their inventories from the summer season, and because there's anticipated turnarounds, planned turnarounds coming up in Europe for some of the major players at the end of September and into October. So all of these factors have combined, and now there is some genuine concern that at the end of the month anyway, not right now, at the end of the month and into October, there could well be some availability issues. But this week, I've heard the market is quite balanced. There is material available still, and negotiations have started, but there's been a variety of positions as to where prices or the price sentiment looks at the moment.
Okay, great. Thanks for that update, Kieran. Just going off of what you said in regards to production in the US, there have been a few shutdowns at some major plants in Texas that do produce cyclohexane. For example, Chevron Phillips Chemical, they shut down their Port Arthur facility last week, and the status of this plant is currently unknown. Similarly, with Sweeney and Cedar Bayou, they had to shut down certain operations at these facilities. The Sweeney facility has a capacity for cyclohexane of 340,000 tonnes per year. So these plants are quite important to cyclohexane production in the US. In addition to this, Flint Hills Resources had a process unit upset, and Citgo also had a shutdown last month, but they're in the process of restarting units at present. So in regards to how this will affect European supply, as you know, it's quite heavily reliant on imports from other regions. But market sources have mixed views on how this will affect DX supply. Some say that this will have short-term effects, but at present, European supply is easing compared to the previous tightness we've had this quarter. The situation has become a bit more balanced, and players expected this to continue for the coming months. Whether US production affects this or not is yet to be seen.
That's great. Thank you very much, Sonia. It's really interesting.
Thanks, Kieran. I'll be interested to know how the situation with Capro changes next month also. Make sure you join us next time for further market updates or catch up with all the latest news on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Shani Chapter.